Hey there, awesome people. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm, control, and courage. And today, we're diving into something really powerful. Overcoming shame and building genuine self-acceptance. Ever feel like you're carrying around this invisible weight, this nagging feeling that you just aren't good enough? You know that feeling when you stumble, make a mistake, or even just compare yourself to others? That, my friends, is often the whisper of shame trying to take hold. But here's the good news. We can choose to break free from its grip and build a foundation of self-love that's unshakable. First things first, let's get real about what shame actually is. It's that insidious voice in your head that tells you something's inherently wrong with you, that you're flawed, unworthy, or not good enough. It can be triggered by a whole range of things. Past experiences, societal expectations, even just those pesky inner critics we all have. But the key here is recognizing it for what it is, a feeling, not a fact. Just because shame whispers something doesn't make it true. Now, imagine you're looking at your life through a funhouse mirror. Everything is distorted, exaggerated, and frankly, not very accurate. Shame does that to us. It magnifies our perceived flaws and shrinks our strengths. It tricks us into believing that we're defined by our mistakes rather than our potential. So how do we start flipping the script? Number one, embrace vulnerability. I know it sounds scary, but here's the truth. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. It's about allowing yourself to be seen, flaws and all, without judgment. Think of it like this. The more you hide your imperfections, the more power shame has over you. The more you embrace them, the less control it has. Number two, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Imagine someone you love saying those harsh things to themselves. Wouldn't you want to comfort them? Well, extend that same compassion to yourself. Number three, challenge your negative thoughts. When those shame-inducing voices start chirping, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, we catch ourselves caught in a spiral of negativity without even realizing it. By actively questioning those thoughts, we can start to break free from their grip. Number four, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities, things that make us amazing. Make a list of your positive qualities, big or small, and celebrate them. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance simply for being you. And finally, number five, surround yourself with supportive people. Seek out those who lift you up, encourage you, and believe in your potential. Distance yourself from those who bring negativity into your life and drain your energy. Remember, the company we keep shapes our worldview. Choose wisely. Okay, let's talk about a real-life scenario that many of us can relate to. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work, something you've been prepping for weeks. You start strong, feeling confident and prepared, but then you stumble over a few words. Suddenly, that voice of shame whispers in your ear. You're not good enough. Everyone thinks you're incompetent. It could feel like the whole room is judging you, right? But here's the thing. We all make mistakes. It happens to everyone, even the most experienced speakers. Instead of letting that moment define you, take a deep breath, acknowledge it, and move on. Remember those self-compassion skills we talked about. Practice some kindness towards yourself in that moment. Remind yourself that you're human, you're learning, and one small stumble doesn't erase all your accomplishments. So, what are the key takeaways here? Shame is a liar, it distorts reality, and makes us feel less than we truly are. But by embracing vulnerability, practicing self-compassion, challenging negative thoughts, focusing on our strengths, and surrounding ourselves with supportive people, we can overcome its grip and build a foundation of genuine self-acceptance. Remember, you are worthy of love and belonging just as your imperfections and all. Keep shining bright, awesome people. I'll see you in the next episode, where we'll tackle another challenge head-on with a little more calm, control, and courage.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.